Track 4, Galtina. This is a popular time of the year for reunions. The Chatterbox volunteers had one a few weeks ago at the Sainsbury Centre. It was a great success, and Galtina was amongst the guests. But she's going to tell us about a different get-together.
How are you together? Now, I want to tell you about my school reunion I've been to. Isn't that strange how people change over the years? You're still the same as these little old boys, don't you? Little old gals with their little uniform. And, you know, they're all like me. They've got hairs coming out the chin. And that's just the gals. But do you know what? I was in the pub the other year, and the barman, he brought me a drink over. He say, here. He say, I say, well, what's that? He say, that's from that boy over there, he say. I say, well, what one? He say, well, he got grey hair and a beard, and he reckoned he was in your class at school. I said, that he wouldn't. I never went to school with no one with grey hair and a beard. But I had my drink anyway. That was very nice. So this air school reunion, that was at Wyndham Central Hall. There was a fair amount of us come. That was sort of, I don't know, 28 or 30 on us. And that's just nice to get together and reminisce and have a good old giggle at what we'd done. And I tell you, there were some things come out of that, but there. So what I thought I'd do, I'd write a poem about exactly what happened. There we go. The class of 1980 had a school reunion do. We're all now over 60 and I feel it too. The disco lights are shining, the music from the decks rang out with tunes of madness and my idol band, T-Rex. On the dance floor I got started, I no longer bump and grind, more a crunch and bony crackle and a sciatica behind. Oh, I tried to do the old moves, but shuffled round instead, and had to be helped off the floor after oops upside your head. The boys, they looked okay to us, just like back in the day. Some of them had lost their hair and some had just gone grey. Us girls, we don't brush up too bad. The years have took their course, and instead of talking boys and clothes, us hot flush and menopause. We spoke about our teachers, about the people in our class. We spoke about us smoking fags in the north wing on the grass. I think we all looked good, really. We're kept up with the trends. But importantly, through all these years, we still remained good friends. We raised a glass to those we've lost as we've gone along our way, and remembered them with fondness as we reunite that day. I look forward to the next one. Let's hope my bear is weaker and that's not too long, so I bring my teeth out in a beaker. Cheerio.
Thank you, Gal. Now, how about a poem on the Chatterbox reunion?